It's time for the Wayne Eddy Affair with the Rebel Rouser theme by Duane Eddy, 1958. Another gorgeous morning, glorious morning in downtown Northfield, Minnesota. Today is the 24th day of July, and the year is 2018. And in 2 days, it's going to be crowded downtown, which is nice. And it's going to be a crazy day, and of course, you're invited to come on down. But I will not be here on Thursday because I ran into an old friend from, 20 years ago. And after chit-chatting with him for a while, we decided to go fishing. And he found a guide, and I'm going to meet him at 7:15 Thursday morning up in the Bloomington area. Then we're going to drive over to the St. Croix, and then we're going to get in a boat, and we're going to fish all day, bring proper clothing, bring something to drink, bring sandwiches. Do not bring any of your fishing tackle. He will provide it all. Does that sound like a fun day? I'm looking forward to it, especially traveling 35 north and trying to get to the other side of the river. Anyhow, I hope you come on down for Thursday's Crazy Days here in Northfield, Minnesota. Speaking about crazy, I have had a gentleman that I have talked to on many occasions trying to get this guy in to chit-chat with us. He has taken up a storefront in downtown Northfield, which is good, and his name is Chad Aldrich. And Chad, thank you. We finally get together here.
Yes, we do, yeah.
It's been a while.
Yeah, it seems like it's been several months in the making, but yeah.
And you, of course, have this business downtown, Aldrich Technology. Is that what it's called?
Aldrich Technology. Technology consulting, yes.
And that means that you take people like me and educate them or help them with the technology of today?
Yes, as best as I can, yeah.
Okay, what does that all include?
Well, pretty much anything computer related, anything from setting computers or fixing computers, hardware, software, installations. We do sales as well, so pretty much anything computer related and printers and networking. Setting up Wi-Fi in your home or office.
You do it all.
I do it all.
Now, are you independent or do you have other individuals that you can put to work?
I have another employee I hired about going on 6 months now.
Okay.
Craig Lewison. I used to work with him in the past at our previous employer at Businessware Solutions. So we worked together for almost 10 years.
Wow.
Yeah.
That's kind of nice.
Yeah, I know him pretty well then, yeah.
Is he an employee or a partner?
He's an employee.
All right. Yep. Now, I've got a question. I couldn't wait until I saw you today because yesterday I went to Verizon, and they helped me work with Charter.
Okay.
And I had gone in there before because I have a problem, and I couldn't get into Charter because I didn't have the proper code. I didn't have this. I didn't have that. And then they finally get through and talk to them, and they say, well, you have to get the last 4 digits of your last bill. And it was crazy. And this guy worked on it for quite a while.
Yeah.
And he finally had my email back on my phone.
Okay.
And 1,802 unread messages.
Yes. You have a little catching up to do then.
And so now here's my question. Now that I have it down to 800 and some, so I'm doing it with the, you pull it up and you hit edit, then you punch the thing and a little blue dot comes up, and then I hit trash, and then they disappear, and it's taking forever to do that. And I'm wondering if there's a button you can push, and that's why I've always been afraid of computers, is because I'm afraid I'm going to push a button that I shouldn't, and then you lose everything that you had.
Right.
Somebody's doing something right now. the phone is ringing. Okay, but I evidently have it off, so hey, how about that? First time I've done that, usually it rings right there. So anyhow, I'm wondering, is there a button a guy can push that would just erase all of that email at once and be done with it and just start all over?
Not right from the mail app. You'd probably best to do it through the Charter's webmail on a computer. So if you can log into your webmail on your computer, and then you can delete all from there. That's probably the easiest way to do it.
Okay, now here's that challenge. I was on my second computer, and I had a thing called Thunderbird.
Yeah.
As opposed to what? What do most people use on their computer?
Outlook, or it depends if it's a Mac or PC, I guess. But yeah.
Okay, so
Outlook is the most popular one on PC. Yeah.
Well, I had something like, but it was like number 7 or whatever. You know what I'm thinking?
You know, Mozilla, Thunderbird.
No, I had something that. Well, then I got it changed to Thunderbird.
Okay.
Well, then you got to learn a whole bunch of different things that does. And so finally, I just said the heck with it, and the computer just sits there. And then my wife said, Wayne, you got to be more involved. And so she got me a laptop. Yeah. And boy, did they go down in price, huh?
Yeah, it really depends on what you're looking for and what you get. But yes, yeah.
Oh, I mean, she also got a new one. But mine was inexpensive. Because all I wanted to do was get text messages, if you can, I don't know, email.
Yeah.
And if I want to write a letter. Or just the bare minimums, because I don't do any photos or anything like that. So I got that, and it's been sitting there and plugged in, and I got to get that started. And then take the other stuff out. Do you buy that stuff?
The old computers, you mean?
Yeah.
Not typically, no. But it depends on what it is. If it's something that's resellable or reusable, and then we can look at that, yeah.
Okay, our guest this morning is Chad Aldrich from Aldrich Technology on Division Street between 5th and 4th Street on the east side of Division Street, right next to Swag?
Vision, and between the Vision and the Tobacco.
Yeah, so 3 new businesses compared to when I've been around.
Yeah.
Okay,
yeah.
I'm trying to remember. I'll have to go look at that and see what store used to be in there. That might have been an old NSP building years ago.
Hmm.
You remember NSP?
I do, yes.
Yeah, okay. Yeah. So anyhow, I would have to do something on the mainframe or whatever you call it to get rid of all these emails without having to do them individually?
In the webmail would be easiest, yeah.
On the webmail. What's the webmail?
It's through a web browser. So basically you're browsing, getting to your email through a web browser rather than through an app or a computer program.
Well, you know, it keeps asking, what is your password? And, well, over the years, you know, you use different ones, and I can't remember them.
Mm-hmm.
So anyhow, I finally got onto one that was exactly 8 letters, and I remembered it, and we couldn't get to my account at all. And after talking to Charter and the fellows at Verizon helped me, I had to put a little thing in there that is like a comma or a period or a colon or a question mark or a number sign.
Some sort of a symbol then, yeah. That makes it more difficult, yeah.
Yeah. And so that's all I had to do was add that to my password that I had been using.
Yeah.
And now it going. I told him, I said, you know what? If you put in a new password there, I don't care if it's 1, 2, 3, 4, 5, 6, 7, 8, period. I don't care because I don't have anything on my computer
right.
that anybody would want to hack. I mean, I don't have any credit card numbers or things like that.
Yeah.
So do you know a lot of people that get hacked?
Not so much hacked all the time, but there's been a lot of scams going around lately. There's been a lot of people getting phone calls, or they get alerts on the computer saying you need to call this phone number, and it basically is just the whole thing is a scam, and it's a scare tactic to scare you into thinking your computer is hacked when it possibly isn't. And then they make you a call, and then they get on the phone with you, and then they try to remote in, and then they try to show you all the things that are wrong with your computer when there's really probably nothing wrong with your computer. And eventually they just want you to buy their software, their protection, and get your money from you.
And I can tell you how that works. Something pops up on your screen,
yep.
And it's like, alert, danger, oh my gosh, look out, something's happening.
Exactly.
Call this number.
Yep.
Then you call that number, and they say, well, here's what's wrong, and they use gobbledygook.
Yep.
And now what I want you to do is for just $29.95 or whatever it is,
yeah.
I want you to go to Target, and I want you to buy a money card.
Yeah.
And then come back. And then you go and buy the money card, and then you go back, and then you give them the numbers on the money card, and they say, okay, I'm satisfied, I'm paid. And then they did it. Okay, this we took care of. Okay, uh-oh, here's something that's really, okay, now we're going to have to really work on this. I want you to go to Target, and I want you to buy a money card for $200.
Right.
And by then you say, wait a minute, wait a minute. And it works.
It has happened, yes, and people fall for it, and it's...
Well, how can you not fall for it if you're not computer savvy?
Right, exactly, and it is confusing because they can actually get pretty threatful as well and make you think that your computer is going to be hijacked or your data is going to be stolen or your bank accounts are going to be hacked into, and they'll say whatever they need to say to get you to go get the money and pay them, yeah.
Well, I've actually read and heard about hackers actually hijacking, for example, a hospital. And they say, yeah. We have your computer and we can blow it up and blackmail you for, you know, hundreds of thousands of dollars. And they pay because right. They can't, they have to have their...
Right, we call that ransomware. Basically, they encrypt your data so you can't access your data or get to your data, and they use an encryption on there so it's locked by them, and then until you pay them, and then they'll sometimes give you an encryption key back to unencrypt your data, and a lot of times they don't anyway, even after they get paid. So yeah. We've seen that before too, yeah. That's why it's best to have a good backup or a good cloud backup so you have a way to get your data back, because a lot of times it's just best to not pay them and erase your data and start over again with the read from the backup. Yeah.
Wow. Now, one time when something happened to my computer, it came up with a logo like Windows.
Right.
Okay. And I mean, and it looked 100% authentic. I mean, it was exactly, and then it turned out to be one of those scams.
Yeah. Yeah.
But, I mean, it's exactly like you would expect it to be from the company that you're using.
Right.
And, of course, you know, that's illegal. It's a trademark, blah, 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 blah.
Yeah.
And you'd believe it because it's from your own computer that you're using that says Windows 7 or whatever.
Right. I've even seen that happen on the Mac side as well. On Apple's, they can, you know, bring up an Apple web support page, and it looks like it's legit and has Apple logo on it. It looks like it's really Apple, but it's not. You really got to look at the URL that you're at, the web address that you're at, and make sure it's apple.com or microsoft.com or something that is legit. But a lot of them are just scams, but they do a good job of making it look legit when it's not. Yeah.
What is URL?
It's just a web address. Like when you type in www.apple.com, that's a URL. It's a web address.
Okay.
Pointing to a website, yeah.
Now, I understand you just mentioned cloud. And, you know, when we say cloud, we think of clouds in the sky.
Right.
And so, therefore, you're maybe thinking that cloud really is a satellite up there that's storing your stuff. But in reality, it's underground. And
potentially, yeah. It's just a bunch of computers that somebody else owns. You know, it's another business owns the computers, and it's just accessible from the internet, basically, then. Yeah.
So how do you send... okay, now you look at me, and you can see that I am not a millennial,
yeah.
Okay? And I did take typing in high school, but I really didn't do well. So I'm a hunt and peck or whatever you call
yeah.
it. So I'm going to ask you questions that you probably think, wow, this guy really is in the dark. But I'm not the only one.
No.
There's a couple of, let's see, one, two, I see several people out there listening that are saying, go for it, Wayne, because I don't get it either.
Right.
It's 9:19 on the Wayne Eddy Affair. My guest this morning is a fellow named Chad Aldrich, and he is the owner, operator of Aldrich Technology, which is a computer store, basically, right here in downtown Northfield. And we're going to continue our conversation after I say something about the Quarterback Club on Highway 3 and 3rd Street in downtown Northfield, Minnesota. And, of course, the Quarterback Club is serving breakfast right up until 10 o'clock. And they do that every single day, Monday through Saturday. And they invite you to stop into the Quarterback Club in the next 40 minutes and take advantage of their bacon and eggs and their a cup of coffee and a donut. Or how about waffles, with strawberries? And how about pancakes? How about eggs any way you like them? They do it all at the Quarterback Club for breakfast Monday through Saturday. And, of course, you can always pick up a bucket of chicken and bring it home and feed the family with their great French fries and chicken and coleslaw. You'll like everything they can do at the Quarterback Club on Highway 3 and 3rd Street in Northfield, Minnesota, the home of cows, colleges, and contentment. My guest this morning on the Wayne Eddy Affair is a gentleman that graduated from high school in 1992, and I usually play bumper music from the year that my guests graduated from high school. But I'm always afraid of music in the 90s and beyond because people say things and swear on them. But I don't think this one. Do you recognize this?
I do, yeah.
Name that tune. You be
my heart
like this.
You be my heart. Got it? I don't actually
know the name of it, this song. We belong
together. I don't know the song. Is it Boys to Men? Or?
Yes. This number one song in all of 1992, the year you graduated from high school.
Yeah.
It's called End of the Road.
There you go.
Boys to Men. It's not a bad song. Yeah. I could listen to that all the way through. We got to learn all about yourself, Chad, but let's continue talking about your profession and computers, and that is if what do you think the average person is doing in regards to their telephones? Do you think that most people are you into the telephone end of the computer business?
Yes.
Okay. Yeah. Do you think that people are buying the next thing all the time?
I'd say usually within a few years, yeah. Okay. Upgrading every few years or so, yeah.
So what is the latest technology? And I saw an ad on television that said, forget your PIN number. Just take a look at your phone, and your face is your password. I thought, wow, that's pretty cool.
Yeah, Face ID. It's on the Apple iPhone. I think it's on some Android phones as well. But, it's on the new iPhone X. So you just basically hold the phone up to your face and it unlocks your phone and gets you right into your phone without having a passcode or enter a passcode in there. But there still is a passcode if it doesn't recognize your face, if you can't get in, they can still punch in a passcode if you need to. Yeah.
Have you seen them and used them?
Yeah, I have. My mom's got one.
She does. Did you give it to her like as a Christmas present or something? Or not Christmas, they just gave
it
out.
No, she got it on her own. Yeah.
Oh, and so all you do is just... Do you have to hold still or take a picture?
No, it works pretty quickly. You just basically lift up your phone and it would also instantly unlock your phone then, yeah.
You mean like this?
Yeah, it would unlock it that quickly, yeah.
Wow.
Yeah.
and you don't have to push a button or anything?
Nope, just hold it up to your face and anywhere near your face and it will recognize it, even in low lights and everything. It does a pretty good job. Even if you put glasses on or put a hat on, it will still recognize you.
That is amazing.
It is pretty amazing.
And
yeah.
It's convenient.
It is, yeah.
Are they real expensive?
Yeah, they can be, yeah.
Well, what is that?
Several thousand, or not several thousand, but over 1,000 for a phone anyway, yeah.
And this is what they're doing, and you being a tech and knowledgeable, they on purpose keep redefining what a cell phone is all about so that you'll trade it in for a new one that has better deals going on.
Right. They always got to add their bells and whistles to it and make it look a little better and add different features to it to make you want that. So they makes you want an upgrade every year or two. Yeah.
So this one is called the iPhone 10.
Yes.
Okay. So do you think that when the iPhone 10 has been introduced, the one that takes your picture or knows your face as a password, do you think that they had that developed before the iPhone 9?
Well, they haven't come out with a 9 yet. So they came out with iPhone 10 recently, and then they came out with iPhone 8 at the same time. So they skipped over 9 for some reason, but the iPhone, I think they figured iPhone 10 was such a big leap that they would just call it a 10 and not a 9. Because they have a different technology in the iPhone 10, so they just, I think, called it the iPhone 10 for that reason. But when they came up with 7 or 8, it's a big change anyway, yeah.
Now, I remember seeing stories and television reports, radio reports about people lining up for blocks to get into a store to buy a newly introduced iPhone.
Yes.
And they even pay people to stand in line to keep their place.
That's right.
They'll hire some guy that's on the street corner and say, hey, get in line. I'm going to give you $50. Give me a call when you're within 10 people of going in the store.
Right. Yeah.
And so, I mean, it's like being able to wave a wand and just make millions and billions of dollars.
Yes, Apple has a way of doing that, yeah, especially with the iPhone. That's probably their bread and butter right there with the iPhone, yeah.
Now, I had a different phone. What do you call it? What's another phone?
Android. Yeah.
I had an Android, and I liked it.
Yeah.
And I just got to figure it out pretty much.
Yeah.
Excuse me, and my wife, we're on a family plan with like 4 people, and my wife said, why don't you just get an iPhone like the rest of us, and then we'll be comparing apples to apples.
Huh? Right.
And so I did, and I had to learn a little bit of a different process. Now, do you, as a guy that knows what you're talking about, do you have a preference?
I do, yeah. I'm a little more on the Apple side of everything, Mac and for the computers and the iPhones. But, I think in general the iPhone is probably easier to use, but it really depends on what your uses are and what you want to do. I mean, if you really want to get into the guts of it and change every feature and every set of settings in your phone, then maybe Android is one for you. But if you want just something simple and easy to use, I really lean towards the iPhone for that, yeah.
Okay, so she made a wise decision for me.
Right.
Again, our guest this morning is Chad Aldrich from Aldrich Technologies right up the street here on Division Street. And another thing is about is a really crazy thing called selfies.
Yes.
Very popular, right?
For some people anyway, yes.
Yeah.
Not so much me.
Well, guess what? I have a sister that is a year older than me, and a couple of girl cousins the same age as me or my sister.
Yeah.
And they were doing selfies back in the late 50s.
Wow.
It's called a mirror.
Yeah. That works.
Yeah.
Yeah.
But now it's crazy how they do, do all these selfies and make these funny faces and all that stuff.
Yeah. Yeah, there's different apps to make your face look different or change the look of your face anyway, yeah.
Well, now, my question is, in the mainstream, and you're the expert in the room, obviously, do you think that these electronic things that we have going is making us less social?
Yes and no. I think to an extent it might, but I also think that some kids are, they're used to it as well, and they'd like to be social with other friends online and on the phone. But there is some extent to that where it's, I do feel that it's sometimes on their phones too much and not talking to face-to-face with other people. I think that's important as well, so...
When people come into your place of business and they say, oh, my God, I'm having trouble with my phone. I'm still on phones, by the way.
Yeah.
My kid is being bullied. It's just unmerciful. And as a kid yourself, 1992, you graduated from high school.
Right.
And as a kid myself, graduated many years before you, there were bullies.
Yeah.
Just simply, you know, bullies. And I was a subject of bullying, mm-hmm. and it was nice to go home and get away from it.
Right.
The kids today can't get away from being bullied.
Yeah, it's probably true to a certain extent, yeah. And I'm sure it's difficult to put the phone down, or if you're being bullied online, it's difficult to not use your device and continue looking at that or observing it. And but there's got to be some way to help yourself, you know, or teach yourself to not be bullied so much online, or not to almost ignore that and not take it to reality and let it hurt yourself. And I think there's different things you can probably try to do and talk to other parents or teachers about that and help you deal with it in a certain way. Yeah.
Is there a way, Chad Aldrich, my guest, is there a way, Chad, to block somebody without them knowing that you blocked them?
Probably in certain apps you can. It really depends on the app and what features they have available for blocking. But most of them have a way to block a person, yeah.
Without that person knowing that?
Yeah, usually, yeah.
In other words, they could be sending you stuff and they think it's going through, but you never see it.
Right.
Do you see a blocked person tried to contact you?
Like I said, it really depends on the app, but not usually. You would block and then you wouldn't be able to see anything from that person then, yeah.
Now, are you real familiar with apps?
Somewhat, yeah.
Well, I mean, compared to me, you must be an
expert. There's a lot of apps out there, but yes, yeah.
Okay, I recently had an app where you can hold the phone up to the sky, and it will tell you what you're looking at, or you can move it around, even in the car, through the roof.
Yeah.
And it will tell you where the moon is, Saturn is, Mars, if you get it within.
Right, the star,
and all that. Yep. And I thought, well, that is really cool, because I've always wanted to figure out this one star that I see all the time, and I think I know what it is, but I want to be told that's what it is.
Right.
So I took the app. And it worked for a while. Well, now I tried it the other night, and they want to sell me the app.
Yeah, everyone wants some money from you to do what you want to do with it, I guess, yeah.
And I'm going, well, wait a minute. You gave it to me,
yeah.
And I could use it. Now you want me to pay, it was $1.99.
Right.
And then if you wanted the super one, it was $4.99.
Yeah.
And then if you... at that time, I couldn't do anything with my phone because my code that you use, my password.
Oh, passcode,
I didn't know what it was, so I never got to that point. But do you know of an app that is really good for looking up at the sky?
I don't, and it wouldn't surprise me if the really good ones are paid for now, but developers that develop the app, they need to make money as well, and it's good to pay them if you really do like the app and enjoy it. It's worth the money. Usually.
Yeah, I would pay for it.
You know,
it's usually a one-time cost, right?
Right. Yeah.
Yeah. Yep. And I would be happy to pay for it, but you have to give your credit card number over the phone.
Well, you would basically are giving the credit card to, if you have an iPhone, you give the credit card to Apple, and Apple holds that credit card, but then basically you're paying for the app through Apple, and then Apple pays the developers. So you don't really have to give your card number over the phone or anything like that. Yeah.
So Apple makes money in more ways than one.
Right.
Yeah.
30% on their apps. So whatever app they sell, they get 30% cut of that. Yeah.
Now, you hear about a lot of people, particularly some really successful young girls that have their own, is it called, not podcasts, but YouTube, I guess.
Yeah, YouTube channel. Yeah.
Okay, so when they get so many likes or followers, they are now able to find an advertiser that wants to be on them. And so when you go to the young lady that talks about makeup, some mascara company
right.
would say, I want me to flash up on her show while she's showing how to apply Maybelline or whatever.
Yeah.
So we've recently heard, I've recently heard or read or saw that there are ways to fake that and that there really aren't that many followers. They have a way of using fake names in addresses that are really not doing that. They're just somebody's, you pay somebody to put in a bunch of names.
Right.
You heard about that?
I have heard a little bit about that, yeah. I don't know much about it, but yeah, I've heard of that's possible anyway.
So what's the biggest complaint when people come into your store? Or what's the biggest reason they come into your store?
Lots of different reasons, but, you know, like the scam we talked about, a lot of people come in with that. They want their computer, you know, fixed or cleaned up from that scam. A lot of times people come in just because the computer doesn't boot anymore. If it won't start up and doesn't run, doesn't work. So we'll take a look at it and fix it and figure out what's wrong with it, yeah.
Well, that's hardware carried into the store?
Yes, okay. We do go on site as well, but so really it depends. But yeah, we get all kinds of different issues that we run across. Yeah.
Many years ago, when KYMN Radio first went with the computer, and we had a program called Air Force, which was developed by a fellow by the name of Tim. I'm going to forget his last name right now, but anyhow, he was way ahead of the curve, and something went wrong with the computer, and like I say, I was just afraid of computers because I didn't want to hit that button that's right. going to screw things up. And so he was fixing it, and I'm sitting like I'm sitting here right now, and all of a sudden I see the little arrow thing moving around on the right. computer screen, and I look at the mouse, and I'm not doing anything, and I was just amazed that they could come and fix the computer from the comfort of their own home.
Right, remotely, yeah. We do that as well. So if you have something maybe that we can work on that's a simple issue and you have a couple of questions regarding the computer and it doesn't work, we can remote into it and fix it that way as well.
And what information does a person have to give you to be able to have access to their computer?
Yep. Basically, we just point them to my website, which is aldrichtechmn.com. And there's a remote access link there, and you click that, and then they download some software from our website. Once they download software and they run the software, it gives them like a 9-digit code, and they read back that 9-digit code to us, and then we can remote in and fix their issue and do it remotely.
And how long does that last where you can have access to that computer?
As soon as we close out of that program, and as soon as they close out of it, it's no longer running. We can no longer access their computers. So it's just as long as we need it to do what we need to do. Okay. And as soon as they go ahead and close that program, then we can't get in anymore.
Okay, and if they have another problem later down the road, it would spit out a different 9-digit number.
That's correct, yep.
Okay, so they aren't. You're not going to stay there forever and watch everything that they're doing.
Nope, we don't.
Okay. Is hacking easy?
Tough question. It depends on the person and how much they know and what about and what kind of hacking. There's different hacking and what you can do, but I don't know that much about it. I don't hack myself, so... Okay. I don't know how really easy it is, but there's some things that probably are easy and some things are more difficult, yeah.
Okay. Now, they talk about the deep websites. Have you ever heard that expression?
Like the dark web?
Like what?
The dark web.
The dark web, yes. Yeah. And that is where you can go in and find some crazy things that are weird.
Supposedly.
Yeah.
I don't know.
Is from the books I've read and articles that I've read.
Yeah.
And they talked about this person being a dark person went into the deep website, like one book I was reading, and only those type of people get there, and they only know how they know how to get there,
right.
And it can be pretty disgusting where they're going. But the normal person would never be able to get there unless they get codes or something?
Honestly, I have no idea.
Okay.
I've never attempted or tried or to get into anything like that.
But so you're aware that there is
a way to do that somehow. Yeah. I don't know.
Well, that's what I'm wondering. So who are these people and how do they do that? And, I mean, I've had a computer. You ever have a computer where all of a sudden something pops up that you would never go to?
Not usually. I try to keep my computer pretty clean and prevent from things that happen like that. But I don't know.
Well, like pop-up ads?
Yeah, you can get pop-up ads every now and then. Yeah. But I usually have a pop-up blocker. You can block that.
So you can get those pop-ups.
Yeah.
Is that
just
a matter of typing something in?
Yeah, you can just download an ad blocker for your web browser and just have it block right from the browser.
And you do that for people?
I can, yeah.
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 So people say, I am so sick of these pop-up ads and the stuff that appears right in the middle of a YouTube thing I'm watching, and it doesn't have the to eliminate click here. You can set it up so that... Are those called firewalls?
Not necessarily. It's just different blockers to block certain ads or pop-ups, you know.
What's a firewall?
A firewall is something you would use on your network to prevent people from getting into your network they don't want in there, or it also prevents the users inside the network to get from getting to bad websites or getting to places they don't belong. Yeah.
Confusing as heck. We're going to find out how you got into this business, all right? Our guest this morning on the Wayne Eddy Affair is a fellow by the name of Chad Aldrich, and he is the owner-operator of Aldrich Technology. And I am going to now see if I can, all of a sudden something popped up on this screen, and there, I got rid of that. Hey, I'm pretty good. All right, we're going to be right back on the Wayne Eddy Affair on this beautiful Tuesday morning.
Residential or commercial, Cannon Valley Water in Dundas is the place to call for water. Whether it's a complete water conditioning system or just salt delivery and filters, Cannon Valley Water can take care of it. And Cannon Valley Water can also deliver Candy Yohai premium water right to your house or business at great rates, too. Chippewa Springs is as pure today as it was when we first tested it over a century ago, and is proudly distributed by Cannon Valley Water. Pickups are now located at 609 Stafford Lane in Dundas, just behind Aldi. Call Cannon Valley for your water today.
Do you have an old junk or car in the garage or on the farm? Call Huber's Auto Parts in Faribault, 507-332-2300. Get the most cash for your old junk or vehicle and have it taken away for free. Huber's Auto Parts in Faribault, 507-332-2300.
My God, Becky, look.
Do you have any idea what this is?
It's so big. She looks like one of those rap guys.
What is it?
Yeah, this is Sir Mix-a-Lot.
Who understands those rap guys?
Know the name of it?
Baby Got Back.
Yeah.
Total right. Prostitute.
Is this a dangerous song to
it
play?
It might be.
Okay,
I don't know.
I'll stop it. Class of 92, he knows Baby Got Back by Sir Mix-a-Lot. All right. And let's find out more about you, Chad. And once again, thank you for coming in. I know that it's been months that we've... I think we were doing email at one point. Then I think we went to Messenger... Maybe, and then text, maybe.
Well, start off, I think, as a text to email or something strange.
Yeah.
It was, I responded, but I didn't get nothing back from you. But, yeah, I don't know. I think it was end up being email at the end,
Yeah. And finally, I got that done. And I'm going to probably ask you to look at something on the phone before we end up our conversation.
Sure.
And it's always like this is a lifelong situation. If you graduated in 1992... That would mean that you were born in 1974?
That's correct.
Okay. And 1974, okay, that's right in the middle of the, there was a big music movement in the 70s and early 80s. So where were you born?
Right here in Northfield.
Oh, really?
Yeah.
Okay.
Native.
So you were born in the old hospital.
I was, yes.
I'm so old, I remember when the old hospital was on Water Street.
Really? I don't remember that.
I think it's 8th and Water.
Was it? Yeah.
Yeah.
Oh, okay, yeah.
I mean, that's the original hospital.
Yeah.
And when you drive by there, it's a kitty corner from the Wells Fargo Bank on the east side of Water Street. And I think it's yellow this year. And it was the first hospital. Then the next one was up on 2nd Street, and a fellow by the name of John Mahachik was the first baby born there in 1939.
Really? I didn't know that.
Yeah, I thought I'd pass
my old neighbor.
John?
Yeah.
Oh, you live over on the east side?
Yes, I do. Or used to. Yeah.
Okay.
My parents do, yeah.
All right. So tell me, who are your mom and dad?
Steve and Kathy Aldrich.
Okay. I wonder if I know them. What did your dad and mom do for a living? Steve and Kathy?
Yes.
Okay.
My dad worked at the Cannon Valley Co-op, which, and you know, it changed names over the years, but that's where he worked for 40-some years and just retired a few years, was it a year ago? A year and a half ago, something like that.
Oh, wow. I had the privilege, and your dad would, are your parents still living?
Yeah.
Okay.
Yeah.
Well, I have a lot of guests. I remember when, I think the last name would have been Little. I'm not sure. Little? Does that sound
There's
familiar?
There's a lot of Littles in town.
Yeah. And we went to the very top of the co-op construction out there.
Okay. Yeah.
And this guy was easily in his 70s or 80s, and he walked those steps better than I did, and I was probably in my 30s at the time.
Right.
And boy, that's high. You get to see a lot. You ever been up to the top of that?
No, I haven't. I think my dad's been up there, but I haven't been up to the top of it. Yeah.
Okay, 40 years with the co-op. And,
44 or something like that.
44?
Yeah.
And, of course, it used to be, you know, it had all kinds of different names, but originally it was local.
Yeah, I believe so, yeah.
And then it started expanding, and pretty soon now they're a large corporation.
Right. Now it's CFS, yeah.
And did your mom work in town?
A long time ago, she worked at Sheldon.
Okay.
And then she stayed home when taking care of us and my two other brothers, and she worked at a couple of different jobs.
Who's your oldest? There are three kids in the family?
Yes. I have an older brother, Corey.
Corey?
Yep, he's 1 year older than me.
Okay. Corey's 1 year older than you, and then?
And then Adam is younger than me, several years younger. He's in his mid to late 30s. I don't know exactly.
What would he be, 5 years younger? Or?
Something like that, seven.
Seven?
5 to 7, somewhere around there.
Well, I'll put 6.
Yeah, that might work.
So you had a big brother?
Yes.
And a little brother.
Yep.
And I can imagine the fun that you had at home, wrestling, arguing, fighting,
exactly.
Loving each other, sticking up for each other, protecting each other.
Yeah. All of the above, yeah.
Yeah. And where did you grow up? What neighborhood?
It's on the east side, so it's off of Hall Avenue and what used to be called Spring Creek Road, and it still might be, but it's the Gravel Road just on the east side of town, right on the kind of edge of town.
By the water tower?
Yeah, it's on the same road as the water tower.
And the other tower there?
So we're just down the road. My parents still live
there. So John Mahachik's road, but that's paved in front of his house.
Right, and then it turns into gravel road, and my parents are the top of the hill on the right-hand side.
Okay. Who were some of the other neighbors? There were some Quinnells out there, weren't there?
There was, yeah.
Yeah.
That was a long time ago, but yep.
Okay.
So I grew up with a Quinnell, I was a neighbor.
Okay, so you weren't very far then from the golf course.
No.
I mean, if you wanted to go over there and get balls out of the ponds, did you ever do that?
No, I never did, but I do remember riding a bicycle and maybe a motorbike or on top of Mayflower Hill where those houses are now, but it used to be just a dirt hill.
Yep.
And you used to ride a bike over there, and it looks a lot different now, though.
And Parsons, wasn't it the farmer that owned that?
I think
Phil?
So, possibly.
Phil Parsons?
Yeah.
And then he had developed into Mayflower Hill.
Yeah.
And I was on the park board at the time.
Okay.
And, you know, you have to dedicate so much land, open space, when you have a development.
Yeah.
And I remember telling Phil, and I said, you know, Phil, I'd like to buy one of the lots up there. And the lot that I wanted to buy was the one on top of the hill.
Right.
And he said, well, Wayne, if you got $50,000, well, at that time, he could ask me for $1 million.
Right.
Well, I guess I mean, that's just for the lot.
Right.
And I thought, well, I guess that's out of my league.
Yeah.
But, boy, they did a nice job developing that area.
They
beautiful area.
It is, yeah.
And so now, did you live there all your
years? Yeah, and my parents still live there right now. Yeah.
Okay.
Yeah.
And did you have any hobby farm type situation?
Not exactly. So my grandparents had the farmhouse that was at the end of Maple Street, past Sibley School, that old farmhouse that was actually still there. But that's the Aldridge farm, and that's so my dad and my mom and dad had chickens at the farm when we were growing up, and so that was kind of after the farm, after the stop farming, I think, or around that time. I don't know exactly, but so yeah, it was kind of a grew up around that farmhouse, and that was they built their house kind of in the corner lot of their farmland, I guess. Yeah.
Now, what were your grandparents' names?
Paul and Blanche Aldridge.
Paul and Blanche Aldridge. Okay. Yeah. I was just driving out in that neighborhood the other day.
Yeah.
And I remember when Maple Street was not a thoroughfare like it is now.
Right.
And I can remember the homes that were off to the left of Sibley.
Yeah.
And it was all cornfields, soybean fields that would never be developed. And, of course, it just got totally developed. But here's right. what I was thinking. Wasn't there somebody living on that farm, maybe, of your grandma and grandpa's, maybe renting or something, that was a murderer?
I don't know anything about that.
And he got caught. It's right down in that area.
Really?
Yeah.
I'd never heard of that story.
You haven't?
No, okay. I haven't. No. It's interesting.
Oh, old wife's tale. I don't know. It seems to me that the farm you described as being past Sibley,
yeah,
and then kind of down in the valley, there's
right.
all construction there.
Yep.
Now.
Yep.
But that farm was being leased by a person that was a real quiet individual, and the rumor was that he was picked up and he had been arrested for murder.
Well, the house was built in the 1870s,
yes.
So it's an old house,
yes.
Which is still standing right now.
Yes.
And I don't remember exactly what year my grandparents bought the farm.
This would have been in my lifetime. I mean, it happened, you know,
yeah, okay.
while I was here.
Oh, I don't remember that then, yeah.
Oh, yeah, check that out.
Yeah.
I'll you know, to, maybe yeah. it was the next place over or something.
Yeah, but maybe my grandma knows about it or my aunt or something. Yeah. Yeah.
Okay, 9 minutes before 10 o'clock on the Wayne Eddy Affair on your favorite radio station, 1080 AM KYMN and the 195.1 FM.
Millstream Commons Assisted Living is where the all-star seniors enjoy life in Northfield. From the delicious meals, the bright, spacious apartments, the volunteer projects, the bus trips we take, classes we attend, and the music we enjoy, there's something for everyone. At Millstream Commons, we treat everyone like an MVP. For more information, call 507-650-0141.
On September 27th, KYMN will celebrate 50 years of local radio. We're proud of our work here in Northfield, and we want to thank the community for supporting us. On Friday, August 3rd, we'll be blocking off Division Street in downtown Northfield in front of the station between 2nd and 3rd Streets from 5 to 9 p.m. Performances include local favorites Folklorico Dancers, Aztec Dancers, and the Rice County All-Stars. We'll give away thousands of dollars in prizes, some swag, and of course, cake and ice cream, too. Join us for the kickoff of our 50 years of local broadcasting. Event sponsors include ServiceMaster by Hyatt, the Grand Event Center, and the Northfield Golf Club, along with the Oldie Store, Cakewalk, and the Cannon Valley Vet Clinic. Hey.
You know this one?
Crisscross?
I don't know what they're saying, so you gotta turn it down.
Something like that.
Crisscross, name that tune.
Jump?
Yes. You're pretty good.
Simple, yeah.
You've got all three of them so far. That's yeah. the number third song, number three song in 1992, the year my guest got a Northfield High School. And did you ride your bike or walk to Sibley School, or did you have to take the bus?
No, we walked. We walked to Sibley School, which wasn't just across the creek from where we live, so we got to sometimes jump it, or it was frozen, we'd walk across it. Always we'd sometimes walk around it, but yeah, it was pretty easy to walk, I guess,
was
to get to school.
Was it Spring Creek?
Yeah, Spring Creek.
Okay. Yeah. And growing up, Grandma and Grandpa had chickens. You had chickens. You can go down to Jeff to pick eggs and stuff like that?
Yeah, we did that for maybe a year or two, and we didn't do it for very long, but we had to go down after school and do our chores and pick eggs and help my parents out with that. And
did you go hunting? since you lived kind of out in the country?
Yeah, we did. My dad brought us out pheasant hunting. That's probably the main thing we did. We didn't do any deer hunting or anything like that, but we'd like pheasant hunting, yeah.
Did you, on your own property?
Yeah, yeah.
Because there was nothing around you when you were growing up.
Yeah, you can't do that anymore there, but yeah, this used to be all just pasture and land out there, and we'd go around the area, yeah.
Okay, when you got out of Sibley, do you remember any of your Sibley teachers?
That goes back a ways. I guess I don't know offhand. No.
Okay. So after Sibley, you go to the middle school.
Yes.
And yeah. that, of course, is in town.
Yeah. And we still walked, or we biked to school often.
Really?
With my brother and I. Yeah, we'd bike over there because that's a little bit longer distance, so we'd bike there often.
Yeah. Well, what if it's January 4th and there's 20 inches of snow on the ground?
Yeah, we rode bus.
You did? Oh, yeah. You had a bus that did go by.
We had a bus that went by, and actually the bus ride home was longer. But at the end of on the way to school, we were the last one picked up. But that means that if you're riding the bus home, we have about almost an hour ride bus home because it went way out in the country and dropped everybody off, and then we were the last one to be dropped off.
Okay.
So sometimes we'd have almost an hour bus ride home. And
was it like first on, last off?
Yes, yeah.
So that's the worst thing. Last on, first off is the best.
Yeah.
And do you remember your bus drivers' names? Sometimes people remember those bus drivers.
I was trying to think about that. I think maybe even Lori Eastrom might have been one of them. I don't remember if she was on our bus route or not.
Lori?
Yeah.
Okay. Yeah, she does. I think she still does it.
Yeah, I think so, yeah. Too.
She's been at the quarterback club along with Steve for over 40 years.
Yeah, they're good friends with my parents, too.
Oh.
They travel down to Hawaii often sometimes and travel together. Yeah.
Great. It's 5 minutes before 10 o'clock on the Wayne Eddy Affair, and my guest this morning is class of 92, Chad Aldrich, and we got him out of Sibley and going over to the middle school, and we'll pick up in just a moment, but a final message this hour.
The Dakota County Fair is one of the biggest fairs in the state, and it's in your own backyard. This year, visit the Mobile 9/11 exhibit and see Freddie Justice, the planet's funniest hypnotist. There's live music, demolition derbies, 4-H displays, and a gigantic midway. Plus, your chance to win big at our new 7 Keys, 7 Days grand prize giveaway. See you at the Dakota County Fair in Farmington, August 6th through the 12th.
Hay season is save season at John Deere. For a limited time, enjoy extra savings on select John Deere mower conditioners and round balers. Pay a visit to your local John Deere dealer to learn just how much you can save on these hard-working hay tools and get high performance at a low cost season after season. Offer ends October 26, 2018. Terms and conditions apply. See your John Deere dealer for qualifying products and complete details.
Well, this is apropos. If you can tell me who's singing this and the name of the tune. I don't worry about this one.
I've heard of it before. I don't know.
Sometimes the snow comes down in June. Sometimes
I'll give you a hint.
Yeah, I might need it.
In regards to your bus trip, you were always the what?
Last one off?
Yeah. That's a hint. I'll give you another hint. She is a beautiful woman, and she had a great role in Desperate Housewives, and she was Miss America, but it was taken away from her because somebody found photos of her topless. No?
I guess it's not my genre, I guess.
Vanessa
Williams?
Yes.
Okay.
And Save the Best
for Last.
For Last, right.
Right.
Not your... No.
No.
All right. Well, you're into some of the other, the top three there. You were good at that.
Yeah.
All right. That was number 492, the year Chad Aldrich graduated from Northfield High School 2.5 minutes before the 10 o'clock news on KYMN 1080 AM radio for almost 50 years and 95.1 FM, the one. broadcasting live from Northfield, Minnesota. So you're on your way over to the middle school, and that would be 7, 8, 9 at your time?
Correct. Yep.
Okay. Do you remember any of your middle school teachers or gym teachers or whatever?
I remember Mr. Kamish, our art teacher.
Mr. Kamish, I know him.
Yeah.
He's kind of a mellow guy, isn't he?
Yeah, he is.
I mean, casual.
Yeah.
Yeah, long hair.
Yeah. I think Mr. Nauman was our science teacher. I don't know, probably a few other, but don't remember, I guess, offhand, too.
Were you in the AV club?
No, I wasn't.
Okay.
Yeah.
So what about gym when you took Phi Ed?
I was in a few sports. I was in track and field in middle school.
Yeah.
So that was fun. I think my brother and I were both in track and field, and we did a lot of running.
And yeah. Who was your coach?
That I don't remember his name.
Okay.
How about good with names, really.
Did you have Phi Ed?
Yeah.
Didn't you play in the Central Park?
Central Park, played some flag football there, yeah.
And do you recall who your instructors were?
Not a fan, no. I'm not really good with names, yeah.
Domeyer?
That sounds familiar, yeah.
Birkbaum?
Yep.
Okay.
I remember Birkbaum, yeah.
I thought I'd help you out.
Yeah, thanks.
Did you ever have Dick Scott?
No, I didn't.
Fox? Mr. Fox?
That doesn't sound familiar there.
Okay. Well, I'm just... testing. We'll get you out of middle school into high school, all right?
Yeah, yeah.
Our guest this morning on the Wayne Eddy Affair, Chad Aldridge. He is the owner-operator of Aldridge Technologies, which has been in place now for almost a year on Division Street between 5th and 4th Street and on the east side of Division Street.
Downed fighter jet, new Trump threat. I'm John Trout. The Israeli military says it shot down a Syrian fighter jet that entered its airspace. Oren Lieberman is in Jerusalem.
Israel says it does not know what happened to the pilot or pilots of that aircraft. That remains one of the biggest questions of where did they go down or were they even able to eject?
Israel says the hit was made with a pair of Patriot missiles and only the second such border incident in 30 years. President Trump considers revoking security clearances of former national security officials critical of his administration.
Sarah Sanders, the White House press secretary, she not only confirmed that the president was considering revoking John Brennan's security clearance, but said that he was also considering revoking the clearance of several other officials. Michael Hayden, for example, the former director of the National Security Agency. Susan Rice, the former National Security Advisor, and James Clapper, of course, the former director of National Intelligence.
There's Jeremy Dimon, the president's attorney, Rudy Giuliani tells Bloomberg News Donald Trump would agree to an interview with special counsel Robert Mueller's investigators if questions are limited to whether his campaign colluded with Russia in the 2016 election. Happening now in the Russia investigation, Trump's former campaign chief Paul Manafort is getting a feel for how his trial will be laid out at the end of this month.
Today, he's dressed in a suit, facing his potential jurors. They're being introduced to him along with the attorneys. And what the judge said yesterday was that he's going to give the potential jurors just a brief outline of the case, perhaps how long the case will take. And then the jurors are all going to come back next week when the trial actually begins, when they will be chosen.
Correspondent Shimon Prokopez. More than $500 million is on the line in tonight's Mega Millions drawing. The jackpot sits at $512 million. The lump sum option is worth more than $300 million. I'm John Trout.
Everybody, welcome back to the Wayne Eddy Affair on your radio station. This is, of course, KYMN, Northfield, Minnesota. 1080 on your AM dial, 95.1 FM, The One. It is a beautiful day today, downtown Northfield. It is the 24th day of July, and the year is 2018, and my guest is Chad Aldridge. We have taken him through Sibley School and through the old middle school that used to be the old high school, is now Witt Center with Carleton College, and now we're going to go to high school. Now, did you also walk and ride your bikes to high school, or did you choose to take the bus?
We probably rode the bus or bike to it, yeah. I don't remember biking too much to high school, but yeah. Once my brother got old enough to drive, he drove me to high school, I think, so yeah.
Hey, speaking about bicycles, you're a year younger than your brother Corey, mm-hmm. and about 6 years older than Adam. When did you get your first bicycle?
Oh, we got them when we were just pretty young kids. I think the first one I had, it was just some old used bike that we got from somewhere. But I don't know, must have been 4 or 5 years old, something like that. I don't know.
Did Corey always have a better bike than you?
Yeah, well, I don't know about that. Early on, I don't remember which bike he had, but when we were younger, we actually had a garage fire at our parents' house, and so we lost our bikes and lost of all the things that was in the garage, and so that was around, I think, before Christmas. Well, that actually, Christmas, I think my parents got some insurance money, and we both got brand new bikes, and he got a blue bike, and I got a red bike, I think, and those are nice, like, Huffy bikes back then, so yep. Those are good dirt bikes, and we yep. get to ride them around, so it was basically, we had the same exact bike, just different color back then, yeah.
When you go out to where your folks live, same place, right?
Yeah. Yeah.
Do you look west and say to yourself, holy cow, I can't imagine all those rooftops?
Yeah, because we're up on the hill there. We can see over the creek there and look into the neighborhood, and we even built a tree house in the tall trees that were next to the top of the hill there, and get up even higher, and we built like a three-level treehouse, and
wow,
I was able to get up pretty high and look over the neighborhood and kind of see the whole town.
Well, the neighborhood wasn't even there when you were that age.
Across on like Leah Drive, it was.
Yeah, okay, yeah. Leah yeah. Drive. All
yeah,
right.
So that was always there when we were growing up, but yeah.
Now they're right across the road.
Yeah, and down below the hill from us, we used to sled down the hill from my parents' house because they're on the hill there, and so we'd slide down and. Now there's actually like houses in there, right below their house there below the hill.
It's amazing.
Yeah.
What about when you went into high school? You were, of course, at that time, 10th grader, right? It was
9th through 12th, yeah.
9th through 12th at
yeah.
the high school?
Yep.
Okay, in all right. Yeah. So you get there, you're a little freshman, and of course your brother Corey is a sophomore, big
right.
time.
Yeah.
What was it like having a brother 1 year older than you, one class ahead of you? Did he ostracize you once he got into high school, which is kind of normal? Hey, man, this is my group, go find your own.
No, I don't think it was too much of that. I know even after school, he'd invite some of his friends over, and I'd get to know them too. So when I got to high school, it wasn't too bad. I think we just got to know a lot of different people, a lot of friends, and so I think it worked out pretty well.
So what was your thing in high school? What did you like? Did you take metal shop or wood shop, choir, track? What were the activities in high school?
Yeah, I think between 8th and 9th grade, freshman in school, I was doing band for a bit. I played the tuba. So that was in 9th grade, and I don't think I did that in 10th grade anymore. I think when they started doing the marching band, I was looking forward to carrying the tuba down on the march. So other than that, yeah, we did woods shop and metals and mechanics and kind of did some of that as well. So,
do you remember any of your... By the way, my guest this morning is Chad Aldridge. He's the owner-operator of Aldridge Technologies, located on Division Street, the east side, between 4th and 5th Street. Do you remember those teachers' names? You graduated in 1992 from Northfield High School.
Yeah.
Do you remember some of the high school teachers' name? A lot of people listening will say, oh, I remember.
Yeah.
Mrs. or Mr. or Miss.
I'm drawing a blank on there. Metals teacher and mechanics teacher right now. But Mr. Wagner, I believe, is the woods teacher. But then I also had Mr. Hard was one of my favorite teachers there. He was the kind of in the graphics department and doing printing and screen printing and photography and computer work. And so that was one of my favorite class probably, and really kind of got my start into computers during his class. So
what were the computers like back in the early 90s?
Yeah, we had some old Apple computers, Apple Performas, I believe, is the model name of them. But, I don't remember exactly what operating system. I think it was Mac OS 8, maybe, or 7. I don't know, it was pretty old back then. But
did you play Pong?
That was probably before that, but okay. I do remember playing Pong on my grandparents' TV when I was younger, but yeah. It was one of my favorite classes, doing just different graphics classes, yeah.
And what about band? Did you stay in band after you dropped the tuba?
No, I that was the end of it. That was probably, I think it was at the end of ninth grade, I think that's when I stopped.
Have you ever been up to St. Olaf for the Christmas tuba concert?
No, I keep wanting to go up there and watch it and listen to that, but I miss it every time. Yeah,
it's fun.
I need to go up there and watch it.
Especially you'd know what they're doing.
Yeah, right.
I mean, they actually have melodies with the tubas instead of boom, boom, boom,
right.
Boom, boom, boom.
Yeah, it was fun,
boom.
Yeah.
And then, so you took all of those courses that you use your hands as well as your head.
Yeah.
Did you think college at the time while you were going to school? Did your dad and mom, Steve and Kathy, encourage you to go to college?
Oh, yeah. Yep. They definitely did. And I think at that point and towards my senior year, I was looking at doing some kind of a graphic design work. And that's what I went to school for and went to Dakota County Tech College for that. And spent several years there doing that and doing different printing programs and graphic design programs and working with computers then. That's kind of where I got the start, yeah.
When you were in high school, did you have a car, and did Corey have a car?
Yeah, my brother had several cars in high school. He kind of went through multiple different cars throughout the entire high school. I was kind of only had, I think, only two cars during high school. Started off with a 81 Monte Carlo.
Ooh.
It was a pretty fancy car from what I thought back in the day. But we put some chrome wheels on it and made it look a little shiny. And it was pretty like a gutless car, though. It just had a V6 or something. It wasn't very powerful, but it looked all right. So it was pretty good. But then I think it was towards my senior year, maybe 11th to 12th grade, I got a different car. It was actually almost new. My dad went with me, and we picked out a 91 Ford Probe. So it was
a sporty looking car, wasn't it?
It was kind of a sporty looking car. It was a smaller two door car and sporty looking, and hatchback. Yeah.
Yeah, my wife bought one of those.
Okay. Yeah.
And actually leased it.
Yeah.
And it was black.
Okay.
And good looking car.
Yeah, I had a dark blue one, and I kept that for probably.
How did you afford that?
I was working a lot.
Where were you working?
So when I was probably started out towards 15 years old, I worked at Red Owl as a grocery store, which then changed to Super Value. And
was that
there.
Down in the mall at the time?
Yeah, it was, yeah. Yeah.
At Patrika's, your full-service supermarket down in the River Park Mall.
Yeah.
We're open every day from 7 in the morning till 10 at night to serve you right. Patrika's County Market, yeah.
Right, yeah.
And you worked for Frank?
I did, yeah.
And Fran?
He's a great boss.
And Bob? A lot of people don't know about Bob.
I remember Bob.
And
really nice guy.
Oh, a super nice guy.
Yes, yeah.
Did you know he was a Navy pilot that he took off and landed on battleships?
Wow, no, I did not know that. Yeah,
yeah. He was quite the guy.
That's amazing, yeah.
Yeah. Buddy was his nickname.
Okay.
So you worked at the Patrika's, and of course all the Patrika kids, you must have gone to school with some of them.
Yeah. Nick Weiss was one of them. I think that was his mom was a Patrika. Yeah. Yep. And I remember working with him and probably one or two other, but yeah. Grew up with him and worked with him at the store as well. Yeah.
What other jobs did you have?
Well,
In high school.
High school is, I had pretty much that. I worked from 15 years old all the way until after high school. I worked, I think, at the grocery store for quite a few years. So a lot of hours there, and just it was a great job, and so I liked it a lot and stayed there.
Well, Corrine or Frank might be listening right now.
Yeah.
Give them a shout out.
Yeah. Well, hello, Frank.
Yeah. Did you go from department to department, or did you specialize in one area?
Kind of did a lot of everything. mostly worked in the grocery department, yeah. And then did...
Go ahead, clear your voice. I'll turn your mic. Okay, clear your voice. We're back. Oh, I'll just drink of Snapple. I remember the first time I ever heard of Snapple. It was Howard, whatever the goofy guy's name is. Howard, the New York disc jockey or talk show host.
Howard Stern?
Howard Stern, yeah.
Yeah, many different departments, mostly in the grocery department. I did do a little of cashier work as well, but mostly grocery or frozen.
Carry out?
We did carry out, yeah. I remember my mom getting groceries, and we bring out the groceries to her car and put it in the car, and she always would give us like a dollar tip or something, you know.
But, that was nice.
Yeah, it was nice. Yeah.
And that was, you only worked there in the River Park Mall?
And actually a little bit in the new store when I went to County Market.
Oh, you did?
I did work there for a little bit. I was kind of just part-time then. I wasn't working there full-time or anything like that. But, yeah, I stayed there for a little bit doing maybe just weekend work or something. Yeah, so I worked there for a little while.
Anyway. But, you know, I'm not trying to be personal, but when you buy a one-year-old probe, that costs a lot of money, comparatively speaking, to the other one that you had.
Yeah.
And you saved that much money to go buy that?
Yeah, and I think I remember I wasn't sure if I could afford it. My dad's like, well, I think you can. You're working enough, and I think you can afford it. So we bought it, and he was right. I was still worked enough, and I paid for my own insurance, my own gas, and the own car payment and whatnot. So it worked out. But, yeah, I was, you know, put in a lot of hours, and I think it was worth it. I liked the car, and I kept the car for, like I said, almost 10 years, I think. So.
Holy cow.
Yeah, it worked out well.
Don't you wish you had both of those now? I mean, for...
Well, at least they wish they had the 4 Pro, maybe a little bit, yeah.
Well, that other one could have been a muscle car that
it could have been,
people
maybe.
Want nowadays.
Yeah, maybe. Yeah.
1015 on 1080 Radio, KYMN Northfield. Did you ever go down and talk to Jeannie or John Mahacek? And maybe John about the fire department, and Jeannie about nursing or anything. She was a school nurse.
Yeah, she was my school nurse as well, so I remember her well in high school. And I didn't visit her often, but I wasn't in there very often. But yeah, I mean, I've even helped them out recently, helped Jeannie out with a computer issue, you know, not long ago. And still remember them and talk to them every now and then. Yeah.
Okay. Did John ever take you down to look at a fire truck when you were a little kid?
Not that I remember, no.
Okay. So in high school, you also competed in cross country?
No.
Track?
No, I think I don't remember doing much for sports. I was mostly working a lot, so I didn't really have time for sports and didn't do much of sports at all.
Chad, was Corey much bigger than you for most of your...
A little bit, yeah. I was kind of a skinny kid when I was growing up, yeah.
So he was in charge?
He thinks so, yeah.
Yeah. But did you guys ever get into a wrestling match inside the house?
Oh, yeah. Probably too often, yeah.
and that bonds you. It makes you love each other more.
Yes.
Especially at your age now.
You know? Right, yeah.
But I've talked to guys who's had big brothers, and now they say, I can handle them.
Right, you know? Yeah.
He wouldn't dare say what he said to me back then.
right.
But... it's 17 past 10 on KYMN. Our guest this morning, Chad Aldrich, class of 92, right here in Northfield, Minnesota. So while you were going to high school, and the counselors, did they talk to you and say, Chad, here's what I think you should do in regards to education? Did you have anybody help you decide, your parents, grandparents, school personnel?
Not about school. Maybe my teacher, Mr. Hard, maybe gave me some pointers and some things to try and do. But mostly it was probably just my parents as well, encouraging different things. But
where was computers in 92, 2002, 12, 30, was it 25 years ago?
Yeah.
26 years ago.
What do you mean by that?
Well, today we just got done talking about an iPhone that has facial identification as a password. But in 1992, I asked you if you played Pong.
Yeah.
You said you remember doing that on your grandparents' television set.
Right.
So when you got out of high school in 1992, what did the equipment look like? What could it do that what couldn't it do that they do today?
Well, I mean, back then there was no internet either, so
okay.
So that was a little different too. But it was just older computers that we worked with, and we just kind of did programs with them, or different design work and printing off different things for either flyers or T-shirts, or made our own. I think we made some of our own graduation cards, you know, and invitations, and whatnot, and but yeah, it was just not the same as what they are now. They were pretty archaic when you think about it, what they could do and what not do. But
were they past the punch card stage?
Oh, yeah. Yeah, I don't remember any of that, but I'd heard of that, but I don't remember anything like that. But they did pretty good work for what they did and as powerful as they were. But
so how long is the course at Dakota County Tech?
It was a two-year course, but I actually went there 3 years because I kind of switched my major when I was going there the first year. The first year I went for I forget the name of it, some kind of communication, but I was more into the printing side of things, and I wanted a more computer side of things and graphics side, so I switched to graphic design as my major then, and so then I did 2 years of that, and some of the courses crossed over and whatnot, but so yeah, I did 2 years, so I was there for 3 years total, yeah.
And where were you working at that time, St. Patricius?
Well, maybe part-time, but then I started a job probably shortly after high school at Cam Valley Printing in the press department there, and I worked as a press assistant, so I was just helping with newspaper printing. And
was that downtown, or was it out on 19?
Out on 19, yeah.
Okay, so it was a brand-new operation.
Yeah, I think it was a fairly new building there.
Yeah.
Yeah.
It's now, what's it called now?
Well, I think it's still kind of a printing.
Okay, we're talking about Highway 3 then.
Oh, sorry, yeah, Highway 3.
Highway 3, okay.
Yeah, I think you're thinking of Highway 19, which was like a printing company, printing company.
Yeah, Orrin Marks or something owned that.
Yeah.
Dave Marks. But anyhow, who were the people that were your bosses at Cannon Valley Printing? You printed the Northfield News.
Right.
And what others?
Faribault Daily News, Owatonna Paper, and all our local newspapers, even Lonsdale and New Prague and things like that. When I first got hired there, it was by Nord Johnson, which I think he's in the Faribault Chamber now. And after that, I can't remember. I had a few other different bosses after that, because I worked there for probably 4 or 5 years.
Was Bob Bradford ever your boss?
He was the publisher, owner, I think, at the time of Northfield News and the Canvas Printing as
right,
well. Yeah,
right.
So I do remember Bob Bradford, yeah.
Yeah, I remember Bob editorializing about TIF financing, I believe. Now, this is, I think, allegedly, okay? Yeah. And then he used it himself when he built that building out there.
Okay.
And I always teased him about that, you know. It's deeper than that, but it's. I just saw him a couple of years ago. But going out there and those huge presses, and did it kind of shock you that that one building was publishing all these, or printing all of these newspapers from different towns?
Yeah, I had no idea really when I first started there what I was getting into, but it just looked like it was kind of in the graphic design field in a way, and so decided to work there and was just a press assistant, so helping with printing newspapers, and I was kind of surprised at how many different papers were printed there. Yeah.
Were you actually working the floor of the printing press?
Yeah.
Or you were?
I was, yeah.
Okay,
yeah.
So the graphic design part wasn't in play at that point?
Not really, no.
Were you kind of like, hey man, I want to be a graphic designer?
Well, it was just a job, I think, at the time to do when I was sort of going through college yet, and so.
Okay.
But I knew it was kind of in that general field. I mean, there was a camera department that did more graphic design work, and that appealed to me a little bit, but they weren't having I don't think there was any positions at the time, and so I just did my...
Did you ever have to drop papers off in Owatonna or Faribault or Lonsdale and hold the press type thing. Wait a minute, we got to redo this or whatever.
I do remember some of that as well, but you know, I don't remember delivering too many papers. There was occasionally that I would drive a paper over to right over the border in Wisconsin. I forget the name of the town now. I had to deliver one paper over there one time, and that was not very often though. So
Preston, Hudson,
New
Richmond.
New Richmond.
Okay.
Yeah. New Richland, I think, yeah.
We're going to take a break and come back. Our guest, Chad Aldrich, class of 1992, and now the owner-operator of a business right here in Northfield called Aldrich Technologies on Division Street.
Your vehicle's engine warning light could mean something as simple as a loose gas cap or something serious and potentially expensive if you don't address it right away. Have our professional technicians at Witt Brothers Service diagnose and fix the problem as part of your overall preventative maintenance program. It could save you from costly problems down the road. Stop by Witt Brothers Service at 701 Division Street in downtown Northfield for all of your automotive maintenance and repair needs.
It's Dakota County Fair time. Great family entertainment includes demolition derbies, bull riding, barrel racing, lumberjack shows, Dakota City Heritage Village, and a gigantic midway. There's food, 4-H, and fun all around the fair. New this year, the 7 Keys, 7 Days Grand Prize Giveaway, with your chance to win valuable prizes every day of the fair. Meet your friends at the Dakota County Fair in Farmington, August 6th through the 12th.
On September 27th, KYMN will celebrate 50 years of local radio. We're proud of our work here in Northfield, and we want to thank the community for supporting us. On Friday, August 3rd, we'll be blocking off Division Street in downtown Northfield in front of the station between 2nd and 3rd Streets from 5 to 9 p.m. Performances include local favorites Folklorico Dancers, Aztec Dancers, and the Rice County All-Stars. We'll give away thousands of dollars in prizes, some swag, and of course, cake and ice cream, too. Join us for the kickoff of our 50 years of local broadcasting. Event sponsors include the Grand Event Center, the Northfield Area Chamber of Commerce, ServiceMaster by Hyatt, and the Northfield Golf Club.
Know it yet?
No, I don't.
Number five song in 1992. You got one, two, three, but not four.
No.
Does it sound familiar?
Not really, no. Never heard the...
Nope.
Is it Salt and Pepper?
No.
I don't know.
TLC? Yes,
okay.
TLC, and the name is Baby. 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 All right, well, that's fine with me. It wasn't that popular. It was only number five, so of course not. All right, now you're at graduation. What's graduation like at Dakota County Tech, and who attended? And was it a big deal, gown and cap and all that?
No, I think it was fairly small. And actually, I didn't go to the graduation. I just got my certificate there and didn't even go. So I don't know what it was really like, yeah.
So I noticed a ring on your finger.
Yeah.
And so I assume you're married.
I am, yes.
And what year did you get married?
Well, I just got married 3 years ago.
Oh.
So almost 3 years in September here. So.
And whom did you marry?
Han Fuchs.
You married Hans?
We were previously married in the past, but this is our second marriage each, so yeah.
Oh, okay.
So yeah.
And so your first job after you got your certificate out of Dakota County Tech, you're working over at the newsprint up place on Highway 3.
Yeah.
And then where did you go from there?
After
you graduated from
in Dakota Tech.
Yeah.
Let's see. I got a job in Red Wing. At the Republican Eagle newspaper.
Okay. That's a respected newspaper.
Yeah, it was a nice newspaper. Really nice owners there and nice company to work for. And moved there and probably was there for about 4 years or so. Yeah.
And what was your job?
I was a graphic designer then. So I was part of the ad design department. We built ads and designed ads. for the newspaper, the Republican Eagle newspaper.
So you worked with the salesman? And
yes.
They said, okay, they're buying a quarter page ad,
yep.
And they want to talk about their 50th anniversary on the air at KCUE, let's say.
Right.
So you would design that ad, and the
yes.
salesman would bring it back, get an approval, or add or subtract, bring it back,
yep.
and say they hated it, or they really loved it.
Right. Either one of those, and if yeah. they hated it, we had to come up with a whole new design, a whole new plan, and come up with a new ad and try again.
Did you encourage the salesman to go with color?
Well, I think the salesman probably encouraged that.
Yeah.
You know, we get more money out of him that way.
Yeah. Well, so color. I mean, is it easier to be a designer when you can use color?
I think it helps, yeah, especially helps with our design and what we can do with it. And
what's your
black and white
opinion of what on what? You have two colors, and you're going to make a billboard and or a newspaper ad or a magazine ad or a sign. Mm-hmm. What do you, as a graphic designer, what color on what color?
I think maybe a red on black or a yellow on black would be all right, yeah. would stand up, but maybe yellow might be a little harder to see, but red works well, yeah.
How about gold and black?
It could work, yeah.
Well,
might be a little bit harder to see at a distance if it's on a billboard, maybe, or something. Yeah. But yeah, I think red works well.
Okay,
stands out.
So you're going to go with red and black.
Yeah.
All right. 10:29 on 1080 Radio KYMN. Our guest this morning is Chad Aldrich. He's the class of '92. You had your 25th reunion 2 years ago.
Yeah, something like that. Yeah.
What year did you graduate? '92.
'92.
So
yeah.
It'll be 2012.
Yeah.
Or 17, excuse
yeah,
me.
Yeah, 17.
Last year. Did
yeah.
you go to it?
Was it last year? I mean, I went to one that was a few years ago when I was at the Rube. I don't remember it being
okay.
last year, though. Maybe I went to the 20th.
Okay, 20th would be 12.
Yeah, I remember going to that one.
Which is 6 years ago.
Yeah, I do remember going to that one.
And it was upstairs at the Rube.
Yeah, I think so, yeah.
All right.
Yeah, that was a lot of fun.
Joe take good care of you?
Yeah.
All
yes.
right.
Yeah, he did.
Did you ever get involved in Defeat of Jesse James Day celebration?
Not so much. I do remember attending it since I was a little kid, but I didn't get involved with it too much. I do know my grandpa used to ride in the bank raid.
He did?
Yeah, he was one of the horsemen in the raid and a long time ago. That was Paul Aldrich.
Paul Aldrich, all right.
Yeah.
I used to ride in it too, but that was
okay.
in the 70s and 80s.
It
Maybe
might have
the
been
90s, yeah.
Might have been back about then. I don't know exactly what year he was doing it, but it was early on anyway. Yeah.
Okay. Well, good for him.
Yeah.
He must have been a member of the Rainbow Saddle Club.
Very well could have been, yes. That does sound familiar. I don't know exactly, but it sounds right.
Okay. That that was way out on 246.
Yeah.
Which is about where the Bridgewater Middle School is now.
Right, right.
Oh, gosh. Time flies.
Yeah.
So you worked at the Red Wing Republican, and it's time now to move along after 4 or 5 years.
Yeah.
And did you, at that time, were you married and had children?
I was, yeah. I think at the end of the 4 years, we were just about to have our first child
mm-hmm.
With my first wife. And I think that was 99, somewhere around there.
Okay.
And that's when we decided to move back to Northfield, closer to family, and we needed more money. So I got a job back at the Cannon Valley Printing again, this time as a pressman, working on the press itself. So it was more money, and it worked out well. So.
Did you walk around with an oil can?
No.
Remember that? Do you ever remember seeing pictures about, stop the press or whatever, and then... there's a guy that goes around and oils the gears that run the paper. These
yeah.
are old
It must
old
be an old press. I don't remember that.
You have a German press there, don't you?
Or
didn't you? It starts with a G, I think.
Goss printer. G-O-S-S.
Okay.
I think it was the name of it, yeah.
Okay.
I
thought
it was German,
like Guggenheim or something like that.
Yeah. I don't know.
So what did you name your first child?
Taylor.
Taylor?
Yeah.
Okay, now I get to say a boy or
a boy,
girl.
Yes.
Okay.
Yeah.
So what's the difference in spelling for a boy and a girl, Taylor?
I don't know if it's any difference. T-A-Y-L-O-R.
Okay.
Yeah.
All right. So how old is Taylor now?
He is 19.
Oh, boy.
Yeah.
All right. How many other children do you have?
I have another daughter. That's Maya, M-A-Y-A.
M-A-Y-A. Boom, yeah. Boom.
She just turned 15.
What?
She just turned 15.
Okay, that's fun.
Yeah.
Yeah.
I just started her driver's ed yesterday, so yeah.
And any others?
I have a stepchildren. My stepdaughter is Ellen. She's 12.
Okay.
And then a stepson, this Nathan, is 15 as well.
Okay. Oh, my gosh. Now, do Taylor and Maya live with their mom?
We have shared custody, so we split the time, and we have all four kids at the same time then.
Yeah. So you have same a blend. Schedule.
Yes, yeah. We do, yeah.
And Ellen is how old?
12.
And Nathan is?
15.
Wow. That's a handful of children all at one time.
Yes, yeah.
Holy cow. And yet it can be a whole lot of fun, too.
It is, yeah. It's a lot of fun.
And somewhat stressful at times, you know.
Can be.
Yeah.
Yeah.
How long did you stay at the press then after you came back to Northfield from Red Wing and become the main man there in regards to the printing?
Yeah. So I was a pressman there for probably 2 or 3 years, and then they needed help on third shift as lead pressman. So I tried that for 9 months, and that was not fit for me.
What shift?
Third shift was not made for me. I thought it might have been, but...
What was that, midnight to 8? Or?
Yeah, it started at 11 p.m. and went till 7 in the morning.
Okay.
So it was overnight, and I don't think it worked out well for me, and I was only there for about 9 months for that. And then from there, I went to Faribault Daily News as the... Creative Services Supervisor was the name of the title there.
Say the title again.
Creative Services Supervisor. So I was in charge of the ad design department there at Faribault Daily News after I had left Canada Printing.
Okay. So the printing printed the paper you were working at.
Exactly, yeah.
Yeah.
So I had that different background with that and knowing that and how it was all printed and how it all worked, and that helped with my position at Faribault then, and especially with the experience I got from Red Wing Paper as well in the ad design department there too. So
how much did you know about computers at that time? Were you just when I say just, I mean, did you use it like everybody else, or were you innovative? Did you become a programmer?
Not a programmer. I did take a little bit of programming, one or two programming classes in high school, but that wasn't really meant for me either. I didn't care for that. But all through after college and during when I was working at Canada Printing and Faribault News, I had my own computer at home. I bought my own iMac back in 99 and kept that, you know, and used that and just learned a lot from that and did my own troubleshooting with it, my own work with it, and just kind of kept up with it throughout the years. And so that definitely helped out in the beginning part of it, and especially when I went to Faribault Daily News and worked in the graphic design department there and ad design and using the computers in there as well. So,
now, where did you live when Taylor and Maya? Where did
we lived in Northfield here over by Dairy Queen. We had a townhome over there. I don't remember the exact street it was on, but it's lived over kind of near Dairy Queen in townhomes.
Behind Dairy Queen?
To the south. East a little bit, yeah.
Southeast?
Oh, I'm sorry, southwest, yeah.
Oh,
southwest, yeah.
West of Highway 3.
Yes.
Yeah, okay.
Yep.
Do you ever remember that old bridge, rickety bridge, that they put up
over the railroad tracks? Yeah, I remember when we could hear the train coming to bring my son down there, and he was just a little boy then, and we'd watch the train go right below us, and we'd stand on top of that bridge there, yeah. That was a lot of fun.
Yeah. I hear that train a-coming, yeah. Coming down the line.
Yeah.
Well, they actually, I've been around so long, I remember driving over that bridge.
I might remember that, too, being in the passenger of my parents' car, maybe, yeah.
Yeah.
Driving over that bridge, yeah.
Is it still there? I don't even know.
Yeah, I think it is, yeah. Okay. It's still there.
And that can get you over to Greenville School.
Yes, yeah.
All right. So you had a condo.
Yes, we did, yeah.
In that area, all right.
A townhome kind of thing.
Townhome,
yeah. Townhome.
All right. And so where do you live now?
Now we're on the kind of east side again, in the newer development, not too far from my grandparents' farmhouse there, but We're off of Harbor Drive now, but which is off of Maple and Superior, kind of that area back there in the newer development.
Maple and Superior.
So if you're on Maple, you can take a left on Superior, and then your first right is on Harbor. That's where we're at. There's a pond back there where our backyard is of a pond. We're just renting the house at the moment. Yeah.
I thought Superior and Maple ran the same way, parallel to each other. I could be wrong. You go down Jefferson Parkway.
You can take a right on Maple by the soccer fields there, heading south.
Yeah. You can't. Well, if you're driving east, you take a left on Maple.
Oh, if you're on Jefferson?
Yeah.
You take a right on Maple. Maple goes left and right, but Maple continues further down south in a newer development down there.
On the other side of the soccer fields?
Yeah, Maple goes right by the side of it, yeah.
Yeah, because if you take Maple, and you correct me, you live there, if I took Maple right now, I would come to Jefferson Parkway and I'd have to go left or right.
You can go straight. Straight across.
You can?
Yes, yeah.
And where would the soccer fields be, on your left?
The right-hand side.
Oh, okay.
Just keep going straight down, and then you'll find Superior
down
there.
You know what? I drove back there one time.
Yeah.
I had to pick somebody up that was going to... my granddaughter's friends lived over in that area.
Okay.
And I remember going back there, then taking a right, then a left,
yeah,
and then seeing the townhomes. And then nothing after that. I don't know if they built since... years ago.
Down further, there's nothing down there at the moment. Yeah, there's a field down there. Yeah.
I know where you live now.
Yeah.
Isn't
yeah
that something? 21 minutes before it's 10 o'clock on KYMN Radio. My guest this morning is a fellow by the name of Chad Aldrich. Chad, do you have hobbies besides being a geek?
I love hiking, especially in the North Shore. So my wife and I try to get up there as often as we can and do some hiking and sometimes camping up there as well. So... I also like to fish as well, but I don't fish too often anymore, but I still enjoy it.
Did you ever fish with your grandpa?
Yeah, both of them. Yeah, we used to do weekly vacations every summer and spend a week at a resort and go camping or fishing and sometimes stay in a resort up there, yeah.
And do you recall what lake?
For the most part, when we were growing up, we fished on Leech Lake. But we did a few other lakes like Lake Winnie or mostly Leech, though, yeah.
And what town is that near?
Walker, Minnesota.
Okay.
Yeah.
You didn't tell me about your mom's side of the family. What was her maiden name?
Page.
Page. Is that a Northfield name?
Maybe not so much. She grew up in Castle Rock.
Oh, okay.
And maybe even Farmington for a bit, too, but yeah.
So your grandpa met your grandma in at probably a roller skating party or
yeah,
or dance or something.
Something. I don't remember how
Castle
they met.
Castle Rock in the Farmington area.
Yeah.
And where did they live, grandma and grandpa, on your mom's side?
Yeah, in Castle Rock. They had a house there, and so we'd go there as a kid and visit and stay there, and it was fun.
Do you remember the old Jake? I think it was Jacobson's store there. The old general store.
Yeah.
As you come off Highway 3, you go left,
yep,
west,
yep,
on 86, I think it is, and before you get to the trestle,
yes,
there was an old general store.
Yeah.
Do you remember? Fredrickson's.
I don't remember that.
It's Fredrickson's.
Okay.
Do you remember that store?
I don't know if I remember it as a kid. I do remember the post office. Is that next to the post office there?
I don't know where the post office is.
I remember there was an old store that used to be there.
I know where the trestle is.
Yeah. But I don't know if I remember the store being there. There used to be, when I was growing up, there was just around that, where the gas station is now, used to be a corner market or something like that, or some kind of mini mart or something that was there. And I just remember going there as a kid, maybe, but...
Oh, okay. The people that owned that, one of them, the woman was a hairdresser.
Yeah, that was my grandma's hairdresser.
When I hear it, I'll say that's it.
Yeah, it was sort of the G.
Not Gilmore or
Gilman's.
Gilman. Okay,
I think that's
and he
what
was a contractor, I think.
Yeah, I think so. Yeah,
drove
she was
a big
hairdresser.
Truck.
Yeah.
And he's the first one that built it out there. And guess what? KYMN Radio did when they had their grand opening.
What?
We took our staff and we went out there, and from 6 a.m. to 9 a.m. we pumped gasoline.
Huh.
and people would come in, and we would pump the gas for them and wash their windshields, and they got 4 cents off a gallon. And people were lined up well past under the trestle.
Really? Wow.
Yeah. Yeah. It was fill up. You know,
that's a big crowd for Castle Rock. Yeah.
And we had to fill them up because, you know, you couldn't do $5 worth or $10 worth because you didn't, you know, you wanted to stick the hose in there and do the windows and wash the headlights while the gas was pumping.
Right.
So, and our entire staff went out there. We had one person back at the studios running things.
Yeah.
That you're bringing back memories for me.
Yeah.
Yeah, Gilmers, yeah.
Yeah.
Okay, that's cool. All right, a lot of people are saying, oh, I remember that place now. Some really cool dude owns and operates that as a liquor store and a gas station.
Okay.
And kind of a general store. And I had him on the air. And he's a very interesting guy, a real cowboy.
Yeah.
And he just can't break away to come and finish our interview, but he's done it all. Cool kid. Huh. So what is your current wife's name and your present or how
do you say? Yep. H-A-N. Yep.
Okay, and I'm wondering, Han, you must have, you know, when people, what did you say?
Yeah.
Han. How you doing, honey?
Yes, he's probably heard it all, yeah. Yeah.
And your first wife was, maiden name was?
Hemingway.
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 Yeah.
Okay. From the Northfield area?
Yeah, Northfield area, and I think they had some family in Red Wing as well. Yeah.
Okay. How did you like living in Red Wing?
It was a really nice town, yeah. Enjoyed it a lot. I think we were just probably too close to the Northfield yet, so we drove back and forth on the weekends usually to visit friends or family. But yeah, I really liked living there a lot. It was a nice town and living on the river there. And we had a little apartment on the old pottery building.
Oh, sure.
The fourth floor was all apartments up there, and so we had one of those apartments up there, and it was a really nice apartment and a nice old building. And it was a fun place to live, yeah.
And how far was that from work?
It was only less than a mile, probably. It was just on the road, yeah.
Yeah. Did you fish when you were there?
A little bit, yeah. Fish in the river. There's a little pond there, too, you can fish out of. But, yeah, a little bit.
All right.
Yeah.
We're going to take a break. It's 15 minutes before 11 o'clock on KYMN Radio. And my guest this morning is a gentleman by the name of Chad Aldrich, and he is from the class of 1992. We'll be back in just a moment.
Hi, I'm Alyssa, director at the Vital Link Adult Day Center on the Three Links campus. Our program is for adults requiring care during the day and includes nutritious home-cooked meals, stimulating group activities, as well as outings to local attractions. VitaLink provides support to caregivers during the day. Transportation is available. Please call me at 664-8865 to schedule a tour or find out more at threelinks.org.
Mark your calendars for Saturday, July 28th, because the Vintage Band Festival is back. This outdoor event will take place on Bridge Square in Northfield from 9 a.m. to 10 p.m. and includes over 10 bands. This fun day includes vintage brass bands and mariachi bands composed of award-winning musicians from across the state and country. There will be food available from the Cannon Valley Lions Club Traveling Kitchen and Maria's Taco Hut. Bring your lawn chairs or blankets to the Vintage Band Festival on Saturday, July 28th. It's free and fun for the whole family.
You gotta know this one.
Yeah, it's familiar. Eric Clapton.
That's correct.
Yeah. If I saw
you in heaven. Name that tune.
I think it's Tears for Heaven or something there.
Yep.
Yeah.
Good for you. You got number one, number two, number three, and now number six. Tears in Heaven by Eric Clapton. Yeah. Number six tune in all of 1992, the year my guest graduated from Northfield High School. His name is Chad Aldrich. He is the president, the CEO, the CFO. He's the big guy. He's the... an employer and an employee of Aldrich Technology, located on Division Street in downtown Northfield, Minnesota. Notice how I'm giving you a lot of plugs?
Yeah, I appreciate that. Thank you.
Well, I appreciate your coming in this morning. One of the things that I sometimes do is I'll ask, did you say you competed in any athletics at all, cross country or anything?
Yeah, track and field in middle school anyway, yeah.
Okay, in middle school. What did you do in track and field in middle school?
Just a runner. Basically did 100-yard dash, 50-yard dash, the 400 relay. Just a lot of running, yeah. My brother and I were both in it, so Corey's was a year older at the time, you know. We did a lot of competing with each other, and for some reason he kept on getting first place and I got second. I'm not sure how that happened, but well, now, it was tough to beat, yeah.
Here's the deal. Everybody I've ever talked to, man or woman, that participated in some athletic program, whether it's peewee baseball or football or college Division One or professionals, they all remember one play. One race, one thing that they'll never forget. And what is yours when it came to the 100-yard dash?
It's probably the time that I actually beat my brother, but I think it was, I believe it was a relay race. So we had to pass baton to next runner, you know, and I think we just, I don't know if they had a mess up or whatever, dropped the baton or something, so we got an advantage there and beat him. So yeah, it was a time I remember anyway. Yeah.
Did you ever tease him about it?
Yeah, the one blue ribbon I had.
Yeah.
But tease him a little bit maybe about
it. Yeah. I can see the smile in your eyes. It's kind of fun to remember that, isn't it?
Yeah, it is. Yeah.
How often do you know? You're fortunate that your in-laws and your parents are all living.
Yeah.
So what do you do with that blended family at Thanksgiving?
Have a big party. We have lots of people. We try to, sometimes we'll invite the whole family over to our house, and sometimes it's both sides of the family, and you can get a big group together and just enjoy each other's company and food. Yeah.
So, how about Christmas?
Christmas, it usually gets a little more hectic, and we just try to plan to get together. We still get together with our families as much as we can, and sometimes it's not all together, but we try to do our best and get it all together and get everybody together at once. Yeah.
Well, they say that for blended families, it can be very stressful at the holidays.
It can be. It just basically try to find a day that we'd all work for everybody. Right. It doesn't necessarily have to be on the holiday. But
And the kids are bonus kids. They get, what, six grandparents for the price of four or something like that?
Yeah, lots of presents. They like that part. Yeah.
Yeah. Okay, so do you have a tradition in the Aldrich family of going down to Mom and Dad's place over there on Spring Creek Road and, Christmas tree, midnight mass? I have no idea. But do you have an Aldrich tradition that you say to Han, this is part of me? Christmas Eve we do this or anything like that?
Not in particular. We just try to get together and still have a family Christmas with everybody and enjoy our time with each other. But I know we try to get out and do some sledding if we can, and especially on my parents' house and down the hill. But and spend some time with the kids and the family, yeah.
Okay, so there's no Christmas Eve at this place, Christmas Day at this place.
Sometimes it's that way, but it really depends.
But it's not a tradition type thing.
Not exactly.
No matter what.
Yeah.
You know. And one of the things that I think that when people are going to get married, and that's one of the things to talk about. What traditions do you have for Christmas or Easter or the 4th of July, Labor Day, you know, and, you know, you're expected to be there, but so am I on my side.
Right.
What are we going to do? And you kind of work that out before you know.
Yeah. And sometimes you do every other year then, if it's a tradition like that, which sometimes every other year to do that tradition with them,
So where did you get the guts to leave a good-paying job and open your own shop in a high-rent building in downtown Northfield? And when did you do that?
So, well, we moved in last November, but we was kind of in the works for a while. It was under construction because, you know, the building was previously Rocky Top Screen Printing Shop, and it was under construction, and we happened to just find out through a friend of ours, got us a connection there with Paul Smith, one of the owners there, and it just kind of all fell into place. Basically, well, the guts came from it, from my wife me kind of pushing me a little bit and trying to encourage me to do my own business, and I wasn't sure in the beginning either. But part of it was my previous employer as well. I was kind of the main Apple technician at my previous employer, which is Businessware Solutions in Owatonna. And they were kind of getting out of the Apple business altogether in a way, and doing less and less Apple work. And I was kind of the main Apple technician there. And they kind of wanted me to go in a different direction. I wasn't really wanting to go. And I decided to go on my own and try my own thing. And they were actually all for it, and they encouraged me as well. And so my previous boss was really nice about it, and I got to continue working with some of my previous Apple customers that were at Businessware and take on them as well and continue working with them on my own. And so basically started from that, and I talked to a few other people in town, including JST, Mr. John Thomas, about what he did and how he kind of got started, and got some ideas from him and how it worked for him. And
are you in competition with him?
I don't know if it's necessary competition. He kind of does
friendly competition,
maybe. Yes, yeah. And after that, I also met with Carl Henry, and he was just looking to retire and get out of his computer repair business. And he had a lot of customers in town yet, and a lot of smaller businesses and a lot of residential. So I met with him, and he was very generous and helped me get started as well, and he's been a great mentor, and basically I kind of bought out his customer list and continued to help him, his customer base. And
was so, my name on there?
Possibly, yeah. I'm sure it probably was in the list of names, yeah.
He's the one that got me Thunderbird.
Okay, yeah.
Now, as a kid growing up, there was a wine called Thunderbird. What's the word? Thunderbird. What's the price? 50 twice. It was a dollar for a bottle of white wine.
Oh,
Thunderbird.
Okay.
And it was a joke back then. You know, the wine was drank the Thunderbird. Anyhow,
right.
Yes, Carl got me into that Thunderbird, and I'm sure my name was on that list because
okay.
He's the one that I watched to move the arrow around on my computer.
Oh, sure.
And I thought, well, that's pretty cool. So, we'll take a final break, and if there's anything that I have forgotten that you want to mention, for example, I skipped right to Aldrich and never even talked about the Owatonna job.
Yeah.
But we'll have 5 minutes, okay?
Okay.
When we get back, we'll have about 4 minutes.
You thought you could make a midnight run to the store for a loaf of bread. What you got was a minor fender bender instead. I'm State Farm Agent Mark Quinnell in Northfield, and I know that accidents can happen anytime. That's why we give you 24-hour good neighbor service, so night or day, help is just a phone call away. For your insurance and financial needs, phone me, State Farm Agent Mark Quinnell, at 645-4545.
Like a good neighbor, State Farm is there.
Do you have an old junker car in the garage or on the farm? Call Huber's Auto Parts in Faribault, 507-332-2300. Get the most cash for your old junker vehicle and have it taken away for free. Huber's Auto Parts in Faribault, 507-332-2300.
Hi, I'm Pam Fikencher, Senior Pastor at St. John's Lutheran Church in Northfield. We gather for beautiful, song-filled worship every Sunday at 500 3rd Street West in Northfield. For the month of July, we're gathering every Sunday at 9:30 a.m. Wherever this summer takes you, you can hear our broadcast at 9:30 on KYMN Radio 95.1 FM 1080 AM or live online at kymnradio.net. Go to stjohnsnorthfield.org to see our full calendar of events or to hear pre-recorded sermons from previous weeks. We hope to see you soon.
Final song from 1992 I'm going to play is number 8 in all of 1992. Name this tune or performers.
Red Hot Chili Peppers.
Correct.
And trying to blank on the name of the song.
Where is Froggy Bottoms?
On the river.
Yeah, but
sometimes I feel like I don't have a partner.
It's called
sometimes
Under
I feel
Under the Bridge.
Yes.
Yeah, there we go.
We'll give you a B on it, okay,
yeah.
On the whole morning. I'm sorry I skipped over your job in Owatonna. How long did you have that job?
I was there for almost 10 years.
Oh, I'm sorry. What did they do?
They were doing basically IT work, very similar to what I'm doing now.
Okay.
And they did it for mostly small businesses, but some residential as well. But
they got rid of Apple, did you say? Or
yeah, they were probably one of the longest, like an Apple reseller repair center. I think First Tech might have been just about as long as they were in Minneapolis. But they kind of got out of that. Apple kind of pushed them out of that a little bit business as well. So Apple's kind of really strict on where they do business and how and who can do their business as well with them. But because they have a lot of Apple stores, and I think they'd like to keep it in their store if they can.
Is that Geek Squad?
No, that's Best Buy.
Yeah, but Best Buy sells Apples, don't they?
They do, yeah.
Yeah, so yeah. The Geek Squad from Best Buy would service Apple.
Possibly, yeah.
Oh, it's all too much for me.
Yeah.
Tell me what's going on at your store currently. You've been there since November.
Yep.
I saw the sign in the window for several months that says coming soon.
Yeah.
Aldrich
yeah.
Technology.
Right.
And I was real excited. I want to know what that was going to be about. If I go into your store, would it be similar to Best Buy?
Not exactly. It's more like an office, and we can come in there and we can handle, you know, computer issues and problems, and we can do sales, but we don't have a lot on hand because it's hard to keep things on hand. Prices change so often that it's hard to buy too much in advance and have too much inventory.
Yeah.
So we try to keep it to a minimum, but it's just an office space. We can come in and hopefully talk with us, and if you just have a question, we're glad to help you out with that. Or if you just want to bring in a computer, we can just drop it off almost any time between 9 and 5:30. Monday through Friday, and we open on some Saturdays as well from 10 to 2. So, yeah, you can just come in and talk and visit and meet us and talk to Craig as well. He's another employee we have there for been almost 6 months, like I said. So,
do you have, like lawyers do, where they get a set fee and that guarantees that they'll be available when troubles come? Do you have, like, a contractual relationship with clients that says, let's say I have a small business, and I say, okay, here's your $300 a month, and when I need you, you drop everything and you fix my equipment.
Yeah, so at the moment we don't do any contract works at all. We just kind of bill by the hour as needed. So whenever you have an issue, you can just give us a call, and we just bill by the hour. We don't do any contracts at the moment. I think we're still fairly small enough yet where we don't do any managed services for the time being, and just help when we need help.
Well, you're in a retail space, and I've been around long enough when that whole Division Street was just all retailers.
Yeah.
What are you going to do for Crazy Days?
So we're going to have a tent outside there, and we're going to play a little game. It's called Guess the Computer Part. So we can, if you can guess what it is, you can put your name in a drawing. We're going to give away a gift. I think we're going to try to get a gift basket together for like the movie theater in town here. So
okay.
You can enter into a prize for that. And so if you can guess the computer part.
Yesterday I was talking about on Crazy Days we broadcast live downtown. And I had a coffee can and I put something in it and then taped the cover on it.
Yeah.
And then people could shake it.
Okay.
And feel how much it weighed and what kind of noise it made inside.
Yeah.
And it took all day, but I kept dropping hints. And finally, somebody won the $10.80 I was giving
yeah.
away or whatever.
Yep.
You know what it was?
What?
You know those snowballs, glass globes that you shake it and it snows and all
yeah.
that?
Yeah.
It was one of those, except it had a rattlesnake head inside.
Really?
Solid. It was solid.
Okay.
And didn't float around or anything.
Right.
And the reason somebody finally got it is I kept pointing to my belt. I was wearing the belt from the rattlesnake.
Oh, okay.
So, thump, thump, thump. What is that? A rattlesnake head and a glass bulb. No.
Right.
So have fun with that.
Yeah, thanks.
Yeah.
Yeah.
Well, we have been trying to get together since he opened his shop back in November, and I lost my email, and now I had well over 1,800 or something emails that
yeah.
I couldn't get at because of my lack of knowledge. But I'm working on it. I'm down under 1,000, you know.
Yeah.
Are you sure there isn't a button you can push that would erase all of my emails so I can start fresh?
Not an easy way from the phone, as far as I know. We can work on that together, though, if you want.
Okay. Yeah, I have a new laptop that okay. I have never used.
Well, I can help with that, too, then.
Okay. All right. Well, thank you for being here.
Yeah, thanks for having me.
All right. Our guest has been Chad Aldrich from Aldrich Technology on Division Street in downtown Northfield. I'm Wayne Eddy, bidding you a very good morning. This is 1080 AM radio from Northfield, Minnesota. And not only that.
95.1, The One, revolutionizes radio with a playlist that lasts for days, not minutes.